The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
All right.
Wherever you are, on
welcome.
Our lovely planet.
Being here.
Being here.
Right
I'm Ariel.
Here, right now, I'm Shia.
I thought I was over that, too. Oh, no, that's the title of the show.
Yeah,
I didn't think I was over being Ariel.
You know those pesky events that happen in life that you think, oh, God, I thought I was over that by now, and I've worked so hard to get rid of that, and here it is back again?
Well, you can't get over those things. Oh, that's the good news and the bad news, but we'll get to that in a minute. First, we like to remind all of you that we finish each other's sentences. And secondly, we like to talk about how to get the most out of this hour of radio show. You ready? Listening.
And, of course, we all listen. But rarely is it that we devote ourselves to listening to what's being said. Usually we do it other ways, like while we're sending and receiving emails, when we're driving, when we're washing the dishes. We're doing other things, while we're watching television. We're doing other things other than just listening to what's being said, to hear what's being said from the point of view of the speaker. Most of the time, we're listening to our own thoughts about whether or not we agree or disagree with what's being said, or if we already know this stuff. So see today, for this next hour, if you can allow yourself to hear what's being said from the point of view of the people speaking, not to see whether you already know it or agree with it or disagree with it. That will pull you into the current moment of now. And this current moment is where transformation takes place. And since transformation is an instantaneous phenomena, doesn't take place over time, doesn't take time, then your life can transform through listening. Really, it's too simple. I know it's too simple. I don't believe this. It can't possibly work. How can listening, just merely listening, transform your life? Well,
when you're in the moment, then those old patterns don't reemerge.
Really?
So you can't get over the patterns, but the patterns don't reemerge when you are here. Old patterns reemerge, you know, those things you thought you were over, when you're either disengaged from your life or something knocks you off balance, and then your old survival system crops up. Because those old patterns are learned. They're learned behaviors or strategies put together by a young version of you. There are three basic principles or ideas that surround instantaneous transformation. We like to touch on them in the beginning of the show because it makes it so much easier to have transformation or a transformational lifestyle. The first idea is this. Anything you resist, it persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life. So those things that you thought you were, quote, over, even the fact that you're trying to get over them is indicative of resisting them. What you resist sticks around.
Right. Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of now. So in this moment of now, you can only be sitting if you're sitting, standing if you're standing. Your life circumstances your physical health, your sense of well-being, your emotions, your thoughts could only be exactly what they are in the current moment of now. And that's the truth of it. The thing is this, if you can only be the way you are right now in this moment, then in any previous moment in your life, you could have only been the way you were then. And so your life has been an unfolding of moments of now, and it's all been perfect, because the dictionary definition of perfection is lacking no component parts, immutable, that means not changeable, and that's what this moment is. Anyway, that's the second principle. The third is,
anything you see and actually see, bring awareness to, without judging it, completes itself. The moment that you see it.
So that would be it on your, I thought I was over it, behavior patterns, if you just saw them and didn't try to get rid of them. So each moment of your life is an opportunity, given these three ideas, to transform your life, because in each moment, life is showing up exactly as it is, and if you allow it to be the way it is, rather than resist it and say no to it and judge it and wish it were different, it would complete itself, and then eventually you'd get out of all those turbulent waters and have a relatively easy life. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We're not going to try to change or fix anybody. Our approach is anthropological, and an anthropologist studies the way cultures function. So our approach is to just notice the way you're being without judging yourself for what you discover.
Now, if you're thinking you're over a behavior pattern, chances are you are still unawarely living through a problem-solution mindset, meaning you've identified something like getting angry or getting upset as a problem, and then you've done your best to be positive, think well, kind thoughts, even it out, stop thinking quickly, not have that rush of anger. You've dealt with this, quote, problem to change it and get over it. Resolutions for change don't work. Change just shunts things aside, hides them, buries them.
If you look at New Year's resolutions that you've made and kept for more than a day, you know, we all make resolutions to do or be a certain way, and then life intercedes, and we say we're not going to eat anymore, binge eat anymore, and the circumstance shows up where there's this candy in front of you.
You go to a wedding, and all of a sudden, I got to celebrate.
It's only one night. Yeah, I'll just binge a little bit on this candy.
Yeah, why not? Let's just go for it.
Right.
And then you blow it for the week.
Right.
Or the month, or the year.
Well, then you've broken your word with yourself, and then you don't feel very good about that. Anyway.
Sean, I want to tell you a quick little story, because this story is a great way to approach the idea of I thought I was over that. There was a time when we lived upstate New York outside of Woodstock, New York, and we had a large deck that faced the south, and we had planters on the deck. And in these planters, we put all sorts of things. We had one huge one for basil, and we had cilantro
lettuce
and arugula, and
we
had all sorts
greens.
Of different things. And one of the things that we planted
was peppermint.
And we didn't realize that peppermint was a plant that was distinctly different than most. It puts out rhizomes, and rhizomes are these big, fat, thick, white
roots
that go through. Did we tell people we finished each other's sentence? I think we did. I'm reminding.
Yeah, they're roots. They're these big, fat, white roots that then develop other plants.
So whilst we put one little, lovely little peppermint plant in one corner of one of the boxes, by the end of the summer, we had peppermint poking up all over the place, and we tried to weed it. And we were fairly successful. We took all the plants out, And at the end of the season, we dumped all of the different pots and we mixed all the soil together and we put in new fertilizer at the beginning of the year, and then we refilled the pots. And lo and behold,
every pot had peppermint.
Because we'd actually chopped up the roots. What we didn't realize was when we pulled the plant, it didn't get all the root. And the root stock actually was still alive and viable, and it wintered over very well. And when you
we had a bumper crop of peppermint.
Peppermint everywhere. And when you chop it up, each little piece is viable. And so then life became not about eradicating the peppermint, but more about controlling it. And I like that because it was something that we did well-meaning, and yet it blossomed into something we didn't expect. It wasn't something that we could eradicate. And that's a lot like your upsets or your sadness or your anger or other habits like biting your nails or procrastination.
Or overeating or smoking or any of it, or drinking, things that you're driven to do even though you say you don't want to.
And so if what you recognize is that environmental factors can put a little pressure on you and out pops the peppermint, then you won't be so hard on yourself when you see it. If you're hard on yourself when you get ready to binge or you discover that candy heading its way to your mouth, if you're hard on yourself or if you try to hide it from yourself because you thought you were over that, then what you do is you have a tendency to keep it. Grow it.
Anything you resist, persist and grow stronger. That's the first principle. And you can't help but be the way you are. That's the second principle. The trick is to not rationalize being the way you are and going ahead and breaking your word with yourself.
You know, there was one other factor that we wanted to make sure and mention about old patterns. Because a lot of the patterns many of you are struggling with are things that you've developed in resistance to your parents.
Well, you see, our approach is anthropological, and we all grew up in different cultures, and that's what we were trained in, and you absorb the lifestyle and the standards and the rules of the culture that you are born into. And a lot of us find our independence in resisting those rules, but we're still driven by that culture because either you're agreeing with it or you're disagreeing with it. It makes very little difference. You're still part of the culture that you grew up in.
The more you try to get away from or disagree with that culture you grew up in, the more you actually reinforce it.
So all of your behavior patterns, the things you say you don't like, you basically learned in the culture you grew up in. You know, there's the expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, you're either going to resist being the way your parents were or you're going to embrace being the way your parents were. And most of us are a combination of both. There's no true freedom in that. The freedom is to discover how you're being.
And notice it without judging it.
Right, not try to change or fix it or get better than it. Get away from it. Do something about it.
Awareness is such a great key. In fact, somebody was talking about it at Monday night. Dave was telling us about how his girlfriend noticed that she wanted to get angry with him. And she said, you know what? I noticed I want to get angry. And you didn't have to go there. We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
I just want to remind people who are on our email list, if you're not on our email list where you get our newsletter that gives you information about what our upcoming shows are, that you get an article of the month, videos, audios, you can sign up for the Excellence Club. For people who want more, the Premium Excellence Club is a subscription series where you get a video in your inbox every Sunday morning. It's a little mini session of us working with people. You can write in questions that we answer. We have special articles. If you want to know more about that, you just go up to our website, Transformation Made Easy, and go to the Premium Excellence Club. Go to that link. We have a caller on the line. Shall we take him?
Yes, please.
Eric?
Yes, good morning, or actually good afternoon.
Yeah, it is afternoon now.
On a gorgeous day. So I'm calling in because this show, the topic of this show, speaks to me pretty loudly.
Okay.
You were talking about being hard on yourself, and originally I was going to talk about eating things I know I shouldn't be eating, but the bottom line of everything feels like I'm just really, I beat the heck out of myself. And I'm seeing it more and more, but it doesn't seem to be disappearing. It just seems to be more.
Well, slow down for a second. If you're trying to get rid of it by seeing it, then you're not seeing it.
You're resisting it
and doing something about it rather than being with it.
Yeah, I just want to get rid of it.
That's right. Well, let me ask you something. You ever listening to a radio show, and then you get involved in something, and the radio show just becomes background, and you don't really even hear it anymore because you're so engaged in something else?
Yes, I've had that experience.
You've had that experience, right? Well, see, if you get engaged in your life, then the conversation about how you're doing falls away.
Right.
So it isn't that you need to do something to get rid of these old patterns of behavior. If you're fully engaged in your life, Eric, you are over these patterns of behavior, at least for that moment. And since each moment is a unique event, if you stay engaged in your life rather than talk to yourself about how you're doing in comparison to others or in comparison to how you think you should be or where you should be in your life by this time, comparison to your ideas or ideals, if you leave that alone and just get engaged with your life as it's showing up in this moment of now, well, then all that stuff falls away and it no longer is problematic and you don't have to do anything to get rid of it. Hello, you're thinking about that.
I'm absolutely thinking about it. I hear what you said, and I know I've had the experience of being engaged in activity where suddenly I look and time has disappeared. And I've gone, just as an example, if I'm not busy and I think I can have my default, there's something that happens in me and I can default to needing a snack when I don't really need a snack. But if I'm busy, engaged in what I'm doing and enjoying it, I can look in the clock and it's like, where did all the time go? Wow, I'm really hungry and I haven't eaten.
Yeah, but you didn't. I don't even think you're enjoying what you're doing, because that's too much of a value judgment on it.
Okay.
If you're really doing what you're doing, it doesn't matter whether you enjoy it or not. You don't question, am I enjoying myself when you're fully engaged?
Right. I'm engrossed, or I'm...
Yeah.
I'll say what you're right.
Yeah.
I'm fully engaged.
When you say enjoy, then you throw this value of enjoy rather than boring or disagreeing with how it's showing up.
True, and what you're saying is right, because it doesn't even have to be with, it doesn't have to be a play activity or whatever. You're right.
Exactly. If you're fully engaged in your life and whatever you're up to, you're not preoccupied with thoughts about how things ought to be.
Right.
It's when you're disengaged from the current moment that all that mischief happens.
Well, let's take, you gave two examples of things you thought you were over, or two things that keep reemerging, so at least two that I caught. So let's pick the first one, the one where you are in the midst of doing something and then you realize, oh, I'd like a snack. That often happens when you hit something that's an automatic trigger, like you don't know what to do next. There's some piece of the project you're working on you don't know how to do, or it's simply automatic. Our friend Andy Gideon, who you know, when he got ready to do his black belt testing, part of the black belt test was that he could not eat any food. He could only drink liquids, and he couldn't have any coffee, so it was only, water, I believe, was it 72 hours?
3 days, yes.
3 days. And so what he found, because he often works out of his home and he's a computer programmer, amongst other things, he was working on different projects. When he had set up a project, and sometimes it took time for the computer to do pieces of the project, and there was nothing required from him at that moment, he often found himself getting up and wanting to go for a snack, that it was just something he used as an automatic filler. But because he had an agreement with himself not to eat, it became this amusing, interesting phenomena that he noticed. This brings me to your second thing, which is that when you said you're being very hard on yourself, you don't just notice, look, that idea is dragging me into the kitchen, or I'm rifling around for a candy bar. You are hard on yourself about it, and the being hard on yourself keeps it in place.
Eric.
Yes.
You need to learn a little compassion for yourself, to have a little compassion for yourself. And the thing is this, you didn't pick on yourself straight away. You learned to pick on yourself because the people you grew up around picked on themselves They were very hard on themselves and their own thoughts. They thought negative and bad things about themselves. And you absorb that because in the first 6 years of a child's life, they absorb the environment they grow up in because their mind is in a theta state, which is a hypnotic state, basically, and everything that you see goes in as true rather than something you would choose to look at, discern whether or not you believed or agreed with it. As a child, you just absorb everything.
Right.
Including the moods, attitudes, emotions, feelings of the people around you. And if they picked on themselves, Eric, guess what?
I got to learn how to do that myself.
That's right. You can't become an expert at it.
You can't blame your parents in that because they learned it. They absorbed it from their environment as well back through the history of time.
Right.
I have an interesting question, though.
Okay.
And it came when you first started talking. And because when you talked about how you're being hard on yourself, you were being hard on yourself while you described it. And at the end of the last segment, we were going to commercial pretty quick. I mentioned that at Monday Night Alive, Dave was talking about how he was driving in the car with his girlfriend Pam, and Pam turned to him and said, "You know, I notice I want to get angry at you." And he said, "Really, huh? You know, let's look at what that's about." And they talked about it. So rather than jumping into the anger, they were able to discuss the nuances of it, and then it was gone, and they went about their day, and there was no angry interaction. When you were describing how you're hard on yourself, you jumped into being hard on yourself about being hard on yourself. It wasn't a description of it. It was a reenactment of it.
Right. It would be as if Pam started yelling at Dave, "I noticed I want to be mad at you."
Right.
You would already be doing being mad at him.
Correct.
Got it. So what you're saying, just so I'm clear about what you're saying, is I'm not saying...
You're not reporting your being.
Yeah, and so I'm already mad at me. Got it.
So here was my question.
I'm sorry?
Here was my question. That was my observation. Remember, I started this loathe many moments ago. I'm wondering who you're punishing. Because I know you, you're calling from Boston, but you come down, you do weekend workshops with us, and I know you.
Yeah.
And there's something decidedly different about you today, and I'm just wondering who you're punishing.
I honestly don't. I mean, I don't know, but that's a good question.
Because if you're being hard on yourself, you can either just be hard on yourself, or you can be hard on yourself as a way of getting back at someone.
Right.
And it may be something you learn early. You victimize yourself, you know, bugged your parents when they saw you walking around the house mopey. You know, I saw it this past weekend when we went to a wedding, and there was a young girl about 13, red hair. She had it strategically placed over one eye. Her arms were crossed. She was slumped, standing, looking very dejected because everybody was dancing except for her, and people wanted her to dance. So she was being very hard on herself about how she looked, but it really was to get mileage with everybody else. Yeah, you don't have to look far. If an answer didn't come up right away, but I just have a feeling that
you're punishing somebody by punishing yourself.
I wonder if it's not a strategy I use to get attention.
Well, it very well may be.
And then, of course, that begs the question, whose attention am I trying to get?
Mm-hmm. It
begs that question. It does beg it, doesn't it? You know what? We'll let you ponder that, because why not? We'll let you torture yourself a little bit longer. We're going to go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
Excellent. Come on back, everyone, and don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
All right, welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
We are here with Eric.
Hello.
Hi. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at myself.
Okay, that's a good start.
What about yourself are you laughing at?
I definitely have been punishing people who don't know they're being punished, so I think that's amusing.
It is amusing.
That is very good.
The only person that suffers happens to be you.
Yeah, and I thought about it over the break, and I was in a business partnership with somebody.
Right.
It ended.
Right.
In a way that I had definitely a lot of judgments about, and I felt like I was a victim. And,
right.
And I have talked to you guys about it before, just to let the audience know, so this is not like brand new news for you guys, but without getting into details, I felt like it wasn't fair, or I had a lot of other stuff about it. And this has passed, and I've created my own business and my own law practice, and it's been going well. But I just had some conversations with somebody about creating a new business, and that is the husband of my ex-partner. And it's been interesting that I think there's some stuff underneath that I haven't been sharing with him. I think that something's going on with me and having these discussions.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you don't have to share anything with them. The truth of the matter is you have to give up being right that somebody did you wrong.
Okay.
See, if you do that, that's all it takes. You don't have to go through this long ordeal. You just have to give up being right. It's very simple.
Yeah.
You can move right on into your life, or you make it into a project and a process that needs to be worked through. It doesn't need to be worked through. You can drop it in an instant. Just move on. Have a great life. You know, there's an old expression, living well is the best revenge.
These are things that there are things that happened when that company dissolved. You can either be victimized by it, or you can say it wasn't fair, or you can realize that there are safeguards that you perhaps need to put in place. You, as a lawyer who do contracts, know that there are certain things that should be put in place up front while things are going well in the honeymoon period, because when it comes down to dissolving something, you want to have a safety net.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do that as a victim.
No, you just do it as part of good preparation.
Right, but if you're victimizing yourself, then you'll walk around, you'll be hard on yourself. The person doesn't even know.
This victimization thing is one of those old behavior patterns
that you learned.
You were born into. And so it's like water to a fish. You don't even realize you're doing it for the most part until you bring awareness, a non-judgmental seeing, to the way you're interacting with your life. And then it loses its power over you.
And by the way, you are not always hard on yourself.
That's right, because we've seen you when you're not.
You actually, last time you were down in New York, you stood up at a Monday night and you were talking about the Premium Excellence Club, because you did one of the video mini sessions with us. And they are brilliant. You were brilliant. But your picture of yourself inside your internal conversation whilst we were recording the video mini session, you were very hard on yourself. And you thought that Shia was mad at you until you actually saw the video and saw that he was smiling and we were happy and we were all in agreement and concert with each other. That your internal conversation does not bear any resemblance to reality. So part of it is, when you're being hard on yourself, you're linked into a conversation stream that bears no resemblance to reality, unless you listen to it, and then you make yourself miserable.
Yeah.
Which has been one of your things.
That's absolutely true.
So the trick is just to notice you're doing it, and as soon as you notice it, you're out of it.
And when you spoke on the Monday night, you entertained people so brilliantly. People were laughing. People were talking about that for days. Your take on yourself, you took what you saw, and you were not in that moment hard on yourself about it. You were just observing it, and it was funny and lively and you.
That's true.
By the way, everybody, we're doing a special this month. I just want to remind everyone that if you sign up for the Premium Excellence Club this month until the end of August 2010, you get an additional month free. So if you want to know more about it, just go ahead and go up on the web.
It is so inexpensive and so worth it. That's my unsolicited testimonial.
There you go. Hey, thanks for calling in today, Eric.
Thanks so much, guys. And as always, I love the show.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have another caller.
Yeah, should we take her?
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
Ready.
Rashmi?
You there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
I can hear you.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really
sure
good.
Good. I feel good to be calling the show.
Nice.
And I really like this topic, because I think I have certain ideas of how I am, and I see certain behaviors or attitudes come up again. So I think this is a great topic.
Like, what kind of attitudes or behaviors are coming up again that you thought you were over?
This has to do with a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Holding a grudge towards somebody.
Right.
I thought that, yeah, everything was fine, I'm peaceful, and coming to your workshop has helped me so much. It's with my grandmother, and was sometimes in my, like, in the past, like, conflict. I grew up with my grandparents for a certain number of years when I was younger, and then all of a sudden, I would just see myself getting angry or wanting to go into a mental fight, even though we haven't discussed things or argued for many years. So this is my father's mother.
So how old were you when you lived with them?
Well, my grandmother moved in when she was seven, when I was seven.
Right.
And my grandfather moved in a year later.
Right.
And my grandfather passed when I was just after, like, when I was 19. So my grandmother is still alive. And sometimes she stays with my parents. Sometimes she stays with other relatives.
So basically, she was living with you during all of those terrible teen rebellion years.
Yeah, teen years when I was younger, like seven, it was really nice. I also lived with my other family members were immigrating too to this country, so they lived with us for a few years, and yeah, throughout high school, even yeah, I was living with my grandmother and stuff. And
well, let me ask you something: were you embarrassed about these folks?
I don't know if I was embarrassed. I felt intruded upon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not fair. You had to give up your space for these pesky relatives moving in on you.
Yeah, I felt that.
Well, so how is that relevant to right now? Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, my question is, like, sometimes I feel like I hold these grudges towards my grandmother or go into old behavior. And I was just wondering what I could do about it, because I don't feel like a good person when I get into that mental state.
I understand. So, look, when you get these... get in this mental state. You know, when you get this idea that you wish it were different and you're upset or angry with your grandmother for having moved in on you, what are you up to in your life in those moments? You know, this could be a barometer for how engaged in your life you are.
Or aren't.
That's what I mean.
I know.
I feel like at that time I'm being very passive and just, like, wasting time, not really engaging.
Right. So you've got a screensaver. You know, like, on your computer, there's a screensaver. When the computer goes dormant for
a period of time,
then this automatic screen picture shows up on your computer screen. And your screensaver, when you're not engaged in your life, happens to be your grandmother or other relatives and how they intruded upon you and how unfair it was. But how old are you now?
33.
So that means 27 years ago or so they moved in with you? My arithmetic may be off here. I'm creative.
Yeah, I mean, at different times, like a few years later, yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, more than 20 years.
More than 20 years ago, this script got written.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we have more to talk to you about this, Rashmi. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly. Come on back. And don't miss...
Being Here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being
Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Hey. I just want to let you know that in September in New York City, we are doing a course called Transformation in the Workplace. Excellent, particularly if there are things that you have as repeating patterns in the workplace. This course will address it. It's also a communication and effectiveness seminar. And we actually have people who are coming not just for workplace communication betterment, but because they're interested in having it in all areas of their life, like in their relationships and with their family members. It's the 25th and 26th of September. And if you've never met us and you are listening to this show and that's your how you've been relating with us, if you come to that weekend, it won't be the first time somebody's jumped from listening to a radio show right into doing something longer with us. So we want to invite you to come. If you have impulse to come, come join us. The other thing is I just want to say a shout-out, a hello to the Etc. team, the European Transformational Community Etc. team. It's a dedicated group of people out there in Europe who do all sorts of things to make sure that transformation, the radio show, books, audios, workshops are getting out to people in the European community. And we really appreciate you, and we just wanted to say hey. So, Rashmi, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, it occurred to us, Sean and I were talking about it on the
break, that you have recently attended some family function. There was some ceremony. Is that accurate?
I didn't attend, but they're always going on.
You told us you had some ceremony where it was a thing where people pray, and it's about getting married.
I didn't attend. That's the one I did not attend yesterday.
Aha, you didn't attend it.
Oh, but that was yesterday.
Yeah.
That's close enough.
Because, see, when you link into something that's a tradition, a part of your culture,
and you resist it,
then you link into your resistance patterns. I'm really happy we're talking to you about this, because this is something that we were talking about more toward the beginning of the show, but we didn't really flesh it out, which is when you disagree with your parents, or in, perhaps in your case, your grandparents, the more you turn out like them, the more you're dominated by them, and the more you slip back into the old grudgeful mindset. Because it wasn't just that you didn't attend this ceremony yesterday. It wasn't a neutral not attending.
You did not attend it because you've got energy about it.
Yeah, I see that. And I think I started that when I was younger.
Yeah.
Energy.
Well, yes. And I'm sure you learned it in your familial background. In fact, your attitude toward your grandmother can have been absorbed simply by being around your parents, where if one or the other of your parents had an issue with your grandmother, then you can absorb that attitude and carry it forward into life.
Yeah, I could see that sometimes my mom and my grandmother were not verbally at odds, but mentally.
Yes.
And you absorb that mindset.
Uh-huh.
And then that mindset lives you, and you think you have a grudge with your grandma rather than you learn something. And it's automatic. And it has nothing to do with you.
Wow.
Unless you listen to it like it's real.
Wow, that's really cool.
It is really cool.
It is really cool, because if you see it, it loses its power over you.
It's the same thing we were talking about with Eric, but on a different subject, about being hard on himself. In this case, it was being hard on your grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's like done a lot for me and my family, and I just didn't recognize all the good things. And, you know, like when I came home from school, like she was always there, or, you know, like getting presents or.
Well, of course not. As kids, we don't register those things. We just think they are due. We have no idea what it takes to make meals for us every day, or what it takes to get clothes bought, or to get school supplies, or get us to and from school. But
yeah,
we do register it when something unfair happens.
And look, life doesn't show up the way you want it to. It shows up the way it does. And you can either be a yes to how your life is showing up, or you can complain about it, and most people get lost in complaining about how their life is showing up rather than living their life.
Yeah, I could see I've done that, but I just really love talking to you guys, because it's just like an eye-opener, and it makes everything relax and go so much smoother.
Yeah, and in your case, it's not only relaxed, it's relaxed and energized at the same time.
Engaged and relaxed.
Because sometimes when you have been, and I actually saw it with Eric too, where you get lost in thought, where you've been resisting something, in this case in your family, or resisting this ceremony, but you think about your family and it's a touchstone in there, you start getting thoughtful. And when you get thoughtful, you're slower and your steps slow down as you walk down the street. You get ponderous, as in you're pondering things.
Yeah, I see that. Is there anything I could do if I notice I'm filled with thoughts?
Look around.
All you have to do is divert your eyes to what's actually in your physical environment.
Bring yourself back to what's actually going on in your life in that moment.
And guess what? In that moment,
you're
will
back.
Be over that.
Yeah, that's all it takes. It's just a stepping into it. It's an instantaneous shifting from listening to your thoughts to engaging in your life.
You know, Shai and I are getting ready to go on a trip. We're going to Montana. And today we were packing and we were doing things and answering emails and running errands and whatnot. But there was a moment where I felt a little disoriented. So what I did was I looked around and there were things on the bathroom counter that were left over from the last time we used them. And so what I did was I said, in 5 minutes, I can clean this entire area. And I cleaned it. And in those 5 minutes, I became unscattered. I became crystalline.
You reclaimed your life.
Absolutely. So my guess is you're calling from your lunch hour, Rashmi. When you go back, if you're at work today, all you have to do is look and see what's on your desk that's next.
And then just handle what's there to be handled rather than think about whether or not you want to or you like to or you'd rather be doing something else. That's all crap.
Okay. That's
great. All that stuff is just stuff. It isn't reality. Reality is what's right in front of you to do.
Okay. I could do that.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for calling in today. We look forward to seeing you at Monday Night Alive on the 30th.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. And for all of you in the international community, Tuesday the 31st is our international call, and we look forward to speaking to you then. But between now and then, we'll have plenty of radio shows, and so you're welcome to listen and listen again.
And share the show with your friends. Let people know that there's a thing called instantaneous transformation.
Yes, I love that. Instantaneous.
At transformation made easy.
.com. Hey, thanks for being with us today.
Yes.
It's been our privilege and our honor. We really appreciate that you are our listener.
Our show. Right.
And we'll be back next week. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.